All right, we're recording.
Okay, thank you. July 23rd meeting of the Yolo County LAFCO is called to order. And do we have Wade with us this morning? I think at one time he was planning to be here. Well, he may join us. I don't think he's here now. Commissioner Pollard, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
Happy to do so. Let's cross our hearts with our hands and start. I pledge allegiance,
To the flag
of the United States
of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and
justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to go over a few guidelines for the meeting, for the record, and for particularly for the public who is present this morning. Today's meeting is being held electronically pursuant to the governor's executive order issued on March 17th. The order allows governing bodies of local agencies to hold their meetings electronically, provided that members of the public can also observe and provide public comment electronically. Some guidelines for today. Other than the commissioners, all lines will be muted and unmuted by the moderator. And I think that's you, Eric, this morning.
Right.
Okay. Commissioners and staff, please state your name each time before you begin to speak. We may know each other's voices, but the public may not. Commissioners who wish to speak should notify me in a brief manner. For example, Chair, Commissioner Stollard here, I'd like to speak. I'll recognize the person to speak at that time they've got the floor. And please, other members, hold off until the speaker is finished. Commissioners, I'd like to remind you that for action items, please be sure to state your name for the record if you're making a motion or a second. And all voting will be by roll call as we've done before. And I'll ask the clerk to do that. Now we're ready to do the roll call. Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Sandine. Here. Commissioner Sandy.
Here.
Commissioner Saylor. Commissioner Stollard.
Here.
Commissioner Wood.
Here. All right, we'll go on to item number three. This is public comment, opportunity for members of the public to address LAFCO on issues that are not on today's agenda. Now, members of the public should know a couple things. The commission accepts comments from the public on items that are not on the agenda and also items that are included on the consent calendar. The state law limits our ability to respond to comments. For that reason, we may respond to you briefly or not at all if you're commenting on a matter that's not on the agenda. Second thing, for public comment, if you're joining by computer, press the raise a hand button. If you're joining by phone only, you'll need to press the *9 to raise your hand. And I'll call on you either by name or by your whatever you phone number you have. You've called in on. Once I call your name, the moderator will unmute the line to allow for comments. Each public commenter will have 3 minutes to speak. Once the speaker is done, you'll be muted, and I'll call on the next speaker. Now, if you're joining by PC or computer and phone, still use the Zoom. Raise a hand, as *9 will not work. And that finishes the special instructions. Okay, is there any public comment this morning on items not on the agenda?
There are no raised hands.
Thank you. Does the clerk have any written or verbal comments to add to the record?
No, I do not.
Very good, we'll go on to the consent calendar, items 4 and 5. Approve the LAFCO minutes from our May 28th meeting and Also, item five is correspondence. Is there a motion?
Stallard will second then.
All right. Sandin moved and Stallard seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Please call the roll.
Commissioner Sandin.
Aye.
Commissioner Sandy.
Aye.
Commissioner Stallard.
Aye.
Commissioner Woods.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous.
We're on to the regular agenda now. Item six is a request from Eric and Kate Still at 27384 Eagle View Court, Davis, for an out-of-agency water and sewer agreement due to health and safety reasons. Christine?
Hi, good morning. I'm just going to touch on a few things that are already highlighted. Well, I'm going to highlight a couple things that are already described in the staff report, excuse me. So this is an application, as you know, for an out-of-agency agreement authorizing the City of Davis to extend water and sewer to the Still property. It's located just outside the El Mesero County service area, but the City of Davis provides water and sewer services there, and so they're readily available inside El Mesero. So the request is just to connect water and sewer with the City of Davis. They're not requesting any services from the county service area with this request. This came up because the Stills are submitted an application for to add on to their home, but it was discovered through that permit review process that their existing septic system doesn't meet current standards. It's too close to groundwater and it's causing groundwater issues. And so both with the county and environmental health and the state priorities now to try and connect as many people as to municipal systems as possible, they've come forward to request a connection for that. The service extension won't be growth inducing because the property's also already at the smallest size it could be. It couldn't be further subdivided under county zoning and general plan. Let's see, the parcel does, it was granted a road easement through a driveway easement through El Mesero some years ago. It's not part of this application. They already have access to the El Mesero roads, but there's been some discussion between CSA members about whether it made sense to maybe annex this parcel into the CSA at some point in the future. It's not really part of this request, and so staff hasn't recommended any conditions to do that. And but if the applicant wanted to come back and request annexation at some later date, we would need to go through a process to look at the, you know, sphere of influence for El Mesero CSA and go through an annexation process that could happen at some point in the future. That is it. I think all of our five attendees are actually for this application. We have Eric Still on the line, the applicant. Kirk Trost is his agent / attorney, and then also Chuck Cunningham is his engineer if there are any questions. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Very good. Are there questions, commissioners? Commissioner Sandy, do you have any questions?
No, I think that this is a good move and in light with good public policy, and we should move forward with it.
Commissioner Sandin?
Ditto, Commissioner Sandy.
Commissioner Stallard?
I think it's a good idea.
Very good. I do have a question. Has the CSA taken action on this?
They have not officially. I routed the application to the county CSA manager and also to the supervisor Provenza's office, because this parcel's in his district, and sent it to them. They reviewed it, but the CSA hasn't met to take any official action.
So they have not objected to it?
Correct.
All right. Is this proposed annexation acceptable to the property owner?
Well, he's on the line, so you can ask him.
Mr. Still, could you comment on that?
Okay, I've activated Mr. Still. He just has to unmute his line.
Commissioner Woods, yes. I've had several conversations with Tim Lean, and you know, I've actually started the process to join the CSA. It's primarily for reimbursement of road use and such, and it feels like it's the right thing to do.
All right. But you will be taking advantage of one of the services that's provided to El Macero. So it's good for us to know that they do not object. And the annexation seems like the right thing to do, considering a number of issues that I understand are out there. And I'm glad to hear that you've started that process. How long do you have an idea, either Christine or Mr. Still, how long that will take?
Well, I think Mr. Still would have to comment on how long it would take the application to come in. The parcel's not currently in the El Macero CSA sphere of influence, so we would have to look at doing some sort of a update or amendment to that. In addition to an annexation, the process is usually, I don't know, 4 to 5 months.
Okay.
From the time we get the application in.
For the entire process, for the
correct
sphere of influence as well as the annexation. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. I don't have any other questions. Is there a motion?
Stallard move.
Let's just make sure there are no hands raised. If anybody wants to raise their hand, it's under the participants button. But I don't see any hands raised. So just wanted to make sure that was clear.
Thank you, Eric. We want to make sure that the public has an opportunity to comment on this before we vote.
Yeah, there are no hands, so we're good.
Okay, thank you. So we have a motion by Sandine and a second by Stallard.
I think it was Stallard motion. I'll second it while I have the mic.
Okay, very good.
Thank you, Babs.
Stallard seconds and Sandine, or Stallard moves and Sandine seconds. All right, all in favor?
I'll do a roll call. Commissioner Sandine?
Aye.
Commissioner Sandy?
Aye.
Commissioner Stallard?
Aye.
Commissioner Wood?
Aye.
The vote passes unanimously.
Congratulations to the Stills.
Very good. On to item number 7 on the regular agenda. Consider the CalAFCO 2020 Board of Directors nomination of one county member and designate a voting delegate and alternate for the election. Is there any interest in that, Commissioner Sandy, on your part?
Not on my. It has not been expressed to me by Commissioner Saylor that he has, and I'm not particularly interested, but I will do it if it's required or helpful for the board.
Oh, thank you. Christine?
So let me just comment on this briefly. So the way that CalAFCO is the State Association of LAFCOs, and the way that it is organized, it's broken up into 4 regions. There's across the state, and Yolo County is part of the central region, which goes from Yolo all the way down to Bakersfield and east into, you know, Inyo and Mono counties. So there's quite a few counties. We aren't the only ones, you know, who might put forward a county member for nomination to the board. So from each region, there's a county, a special district, and a city, and a public member. And so that's the way it's organized. There is a vacancy because the Shiva Frensen is actually the county member right now for the central region, but for whatever reason, locally, they have term limits. And so she's termed out from the board. And so she won't be running as an incumbent. So there is a vacancy there, but there are, you know, we are not the only, we're one of a dozen counties that could be putting someone forward. So I don't know that there is a need, but And I also did speak with Commissioner Saylor yesterday and asked him if he would be interested, and he felt like he had enough going on already and didn't want to be spread too thin. So that's where we're at. We don't need to put someone forward if there's not interest.
Well, I would prefer to defer then and not put anyone forward.
Very good. Thanks for considering it.
Absolutely.
And I suspect that some good folks will come forward, but if not, given your earlier comments, we might make you aware of that.
Okay, thank you.
Make a decision at that time. That takes care of the regular agenda. We're on to the executive officer's report, item number 8. Christine?
Thank you. So a few things I wanted to talk about. So as you will have seen in your correspondence, and it won't be a surprise to you that the CALAFCO annual conference in person in Monterey has been canceled for obvious reasons. The CALAFCO board is meeting tomorrow. And so after tomorrow, hopefully we'll get some better direction about whether there's gonna be a virtual alternative or not offered. I appreciate those who responded to my kind of query to see what you might be interested in doing. And I shared that. So I'll let you know next week what the CALAFCO board decides to do about that. With that, it also kind of puts, you know, they usually make a call every year for award nominations. The recommendation this year is going to be that we don't have any sort of award ceremony since we won't have a in-person conference to award them and just fold this year into the following year's awards. But I don't know for sure. I won't know until tomorrow that that's what we're going to do. I know Chair Woods was a little concerned that if they do end up doing awards after all, we won't have a meeting to put anything forward. So I think it's unlikely, but if you wanted to, you know, grant Olin and Chair Woods, excuse me, Chair Woods and I, the authorization to, you know, put in a nomination, we could do that too.
Perhaps yeah. Include in that the vice chair. You, myself, and the vice chair.
Okay.
That's I'm happy to help and make that decision when the time comes.
Thank you.
Okay. So if there's consensus that everyone's okay with that, that's what we'll do if and when it comes to pass.
Commissioner Stollard, I see you nodding your head.
Yep.
Commissioner Sandy. Okay. All right. And Commissioner Sandine. Okay, you've got consensus.
Okay, thank you. The long-range meeting calendar is in the packet. We're anticipating that we're going to have all our future meetings for the rest of the year. We have some applications coming in. My activity report's also there if you have any questions on that. A couple things I just wanted to highlight. This week, I'm very excited to share that Tuesday night, the Knights Landing CSD board approved their contract to enter into shared services with the Madison CSD. And last night, the Madison CSD approved the contract. So it's now executed and in force, and they're starting work out there today. So Knights Landing, thankfully, now has a general manager in Leo Refsland over at Madison. And so things hopefully are working out there. They're both smaller districts, and I think we're hoping that the two smaller districts together can have combined resources to be a much more functional resource organization. So that's super exciting. It has, though, caused, as I think you'll see under the objectives for this year, it's definitely delayed our MSR process for the CSDs trying to sort that out. But I think it's a good solution. So I'm super excited about that.
Congratulations.
Thanks. The only other thing I just wanted to highlight in the correspondence, they're going to, the CALAFCO is going to be doing a LAFCO 101 virtually. It's normally part of the conference, but they're going to be offering it for free. There is a session that's specifically targeted towards LAFCO commissioners. If any of our newer members or anyone is interested, it's going to be on Friday, August 21st. From 10 to 11 a.m. done as a webinar. So, and it's free, but you do need to register for it. So I'll email out the information if anyone's interested in registering. Feel free. And that is all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Christine? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to item number 9, commissioner reports. Commissioner Sandin, we'll start with you.
No report at this time. Just good to see everyone.
Commissioner Sandy?
No report, thank you.
Commissioner Stoller?
No report.
And I have nothing to report this month, which takes us then to item number 10, which is the closed session. But before we do that, I think, and follow me through on this, Eric, that at this point, I am able to say that we will not have a report out after the meeting on this item, and that we can adjourn the formal meeting and not need to come back to that.
That's
after
right.
The closed session. All right. So here's what I'm proposing that we do, commissioners, is that we adjourn this meeting, and then we close out of this Zoom session, and we open up the subsequent Zoom session that we all received a calendar notice on. Does everybody have that information for the second Zoom session?
Actually, could we just go ahead and adjourn the meeting and then have a quick conversation about that? There's no other attendees, so we might be able to just use this platform, but I just want to check into that, and it might be good if we close the meeting first and then have that dialogue.
Fine. Any objections? All right. Unless there's something else we need to discuss, we are adjourned.